Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast. I am your host, Alberta Mitchell. I will be leading the prayer this morning. Remember, if you would like to join us live, the number is 646-929-2091. Every Saturday morning from 9:30 until 10:30, we're broadcasting prayer at 646-929-2091. And now we will begin our prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, Father, and we bless your name, because you have blessed us today with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name because you caused us to sleep through the night and wake early this morning. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name because you've given us food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name that you've given us health, the right mind. Oh, God, we thank you now, and we bless your name that you didn't allow the enemy to snatch us through the night. But, God, we woke up early in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name for your goodness and for your mercy, for your kindness, for your compassion, for everything that you are to us. We just bless your name today, God, because we know that you're a good God. You're a mighty God. You're a powerful God. And we look to you, oh, my God. We look to you, Lord God, for everything that we need. Oh, God, even when we're in trouble, oh, God, even the slightest thing, we look to you, God, because we know that your mighty hand, oh, my God, can move things for us. Your mighty hand, oh, my God, can change things for us. God, your mighty hand, oh, God, can shift things for us. Oh, God, and we thank you. We look to you, God, because you are the mighty God. Besides you, there is no other God, hallelujah, can do the things that you do. Oh, God, and we just love you today. We magnify your name today because of your greatness, because of your power. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you, Jesus. Cause us to have favor and victory in this new day. Bless the work of our hands and give us provision and protection. Oh, God, we thank you for protection as we walk along the street, as we drive along. The devil is a liar. There will be no accidents, no incidents, no mishaps. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Thank you, Lord, that we're covered under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are protected. We are your children. You said in your word, and no man can snatch us out of your hand. And God, we say thank you. We are yours forever. Oh, my God, we say thank you, Lord. You give us the victory. Oh, Lord, you cause us to triumph over our enemies. Oh, God, and we say thank you. You cover us. Oh, God, you give us the power of the cross. Oh, God, that we can go forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that you care for us. Oh, God, even in our daily activities, you cause the wrong things to be made right. Oh, Father, and we give you praises, and we thank you, hallelujah, for redemption. We thank you, God, that you gave us salvation through the cross. You redeemed us through the cross, and you cleansed us by the blood. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, that you have sanctified our homes. Oh, God, as we pray, as we lift up your name, your presence is in our homes. Oh, my God, your presence. Oh, God, he's even in our cars as we praise you and as we pray. Oh, the thing that you've given us is sanctified. Oh, God, cause it to be holy in the
name of Jesus. Cover our children, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Every son and every daughter, every child, every grandchild, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come on them. Sanctify their minds, oh God, so that they can live for you and not be strayed by peer pressure in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you now, oh God, that you would forgive us of our wrong. Forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, God, of things we've done wrong. Oh God, forgive us of evil in our heart. Oh God, forgive us, oh God, for unclean thoughts. Oh God, we ask you to wash us. Oh Lord, wash us in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, wash our heart. Oh God, wash our mind. Oh God, wash our hand. Oh, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cleanse our souls, God. Cleanse our spirits from uncleanness. Cleanse our hearts from uncleanness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cause us to be consecrated before you. Cause us to be sanctified before you. Oh, God, so that you can use these vessels. Use us, God, for your glory. Use us, God, oh, for your righteousness. Use us, God. Oh, God, as we come before you, cleanse us. Oh, God, with the cleansing that we need. Cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, we repent before you. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, cleanse our minds. Oh, God, turn us away from sin. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart. Oh, Lord, renew a right spirit in us. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, let your will be done. We surrender to your will, oh God. We surrender, oh Lord, all over again. We lift our hands and surrender. We give our will over to you, Lord. Oh God, we give ourselves over to you all over again. Have your way, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Not our will be done, but thine be done, oh God. God, use us. Oh God, take these hearts and mold us to what you want us to be. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause us to be disciplined in prayer. Remove the apathy. Remove the laziness. Remove the slothfulness. And cause us to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Cause us to lift up your name. Thank you, Jesus. Remove the tiredness. Remove the unconcern. Oh, God, break everything that's not like you. Break it off of us. And cause us to pray. Oh, God, cause us to pray. We thank you, Lord. That's where our victory is. Oh, God, that's where we triumph. Oh, God, that's where you lift us up. Oh, God, not in the natural, but in the spiritual. You cause us to pray, hallelujah, and break the fetters of the devil. Oh, Lord, take us out of the natural and put us into the spirit realm where we can fight and gain the victory. Oh, Lord, cause us to pray even when we don't feel like it. Cause us to pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, while we're in our homes, in our cars, on our jobs, in the school, cause us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to forgive those that trespass against us. Thank you, Jesus. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah, God. Cause us to pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us not cease to pray. God, you said if we pray with all supplication, if we pray in the Spirit, if we pray the word of God, oh, that you would deliver us, God. Hey, deliver us, Lord. Oh, God, you will deliver us if we call on your name. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us to pray. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, bless our family. Those that are near and far, bless our brothers and sisters. Oh, God, those that don't have you, those that have not cried out to Jesus. God, we're asking you to bless them. Lead them to the Lord. Bless our mothers and fathers. Bless our sons and daughters. Bless our friends and relatives, those that have not cried out your name. Oh, Lord, lead them to salvation. Lead them to salvation. Help them, Lord. Remove every stumbling block. Remove every obstacle. Remove the rebellion out of their minds and their hearts. And cause them to receive you in the name of Jesus. Father God, oh Lord, we pray for our enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless our enemy. Oh God, you told us in your word, if we bless our enemies, oh, God, you would make them our footstool. Bless them today, God. Lighten their burdens. Give them a visitation in their home. And give them peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Oh, God, let your power, oh, my God, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Hey, rain on us. Lord, abide with us. Oh, my God, we need your presence. Oh, God, we're hungry for your presence. Oh, God, we can't go another day without your presence. Oh, God, fill us with your presence and your power. You told us in your word to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. And right now, God, we stand. No matter what's going on in these bodies, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what's going on in these minds, we ask you, Father, oh God, give us power. Power to withstand every attack of the enemy. Power to go through. Power to speak the word. Power to help others. Power to walk right. Power to judge right. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord. In the midst of our struggles. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of our disappointment. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of our challenges and our troubles, we thank you. Oh, God, we say thank you. Oh, that you've given us power to fight back against against the devil and every minion, every demon, every unclean spirit, every foul spirit, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of confusion is bound from operating right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hey, thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Oh, thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost fire. In the name of Jesus, let your fire be in our hands and in our bodies, in our spirit. Let your fire burn up sickness in our body. Let your fire burn up wrong thinking. Let your fire burn up the spirit of poverty and lack. Let your fire come down. Let your fire come down. Oh, Lord. We need your fire in our churches. Take away the spirit of apathy from the church and give us an excellent spirit. Give us a spirit, God, that we'll worship and praise you. And we won't get tired and we won't get lax. Oh, Lord, let your fire, God, send your fire and overflow of your fire. No matter what's going on, no matter what the struggles, no matter what the problem, no matter what the stumbling blocks, bust them up and move them out of the way. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Send your fire to heal our broken heart. Send your fire to heal up sickness and disease. Send your fire. We bind up the spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, send your fire, God, to cleanse sickness off of our bodies. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we praise you. And we give you the glory. And we give you the praise. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. We put our trust in you. We have confidence in you. God, we trust your word. We will not back off of your word. You promised to bless us. You promised to heal us. You promised to deliver us, and we will not back off of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, increase our faith. My God, increase our faith. Oh, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard. You will lift up a standard against the enemy. Oh, Lord, we believe you, God. There is no doubt. We know that you're walking with us. Hallelujah. I know you're talking with us. I believe you, God. Right now, we believe you. And we trust you. We let no doubt or disbelief enter. We know that you're going to work it out. We know you're going to fix it. We know. cutting a path for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. We know you're going to bring it to pass. Every hindrance is removed. Oh, God. Every stumbling block is removed. Every obstacle is destroyed today from out of our life, from out of our home, from out of our finances. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have faith in your word that we are blessed above measure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We will not give in. We will not give up. We will not give over. But, oh, God, put the sword in our hand. Thank you, Jesus. Cause our hands to fight. Thank you, Jesus. Take away the spirit of complaint and murmuring in the name of Jesus. And help us to go forward in your name with the blood of Jesus on our sword, that we can cut through all the darkness of the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for those that are in hospitals, nursing homes, foster homes. Oh, God, keep them safe. Keep them protected. Oh, God, from abuse and mistreatment. Oh, God, cause their bodies and their minds to be healed. Set them free. Oh, God, set them free. Oh, Lord, set them free. Protect them, Lord. We know that you can. Oh, reach your mighty hand, God. Take care of the homeless, the mentally ill, addicted to drugs, those that are walking the street. God, we know that you can. We know that you will. Call your souls in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Your sons and daughters. God, you said you'd call them in. And now, God, call them. Call them from their drunken places. Call them from their drug places. Call them in from jail houses. Call them in from crack houses. Call them in, God, from club houses. But just call your people in and help them to surrender. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, cause us to be a people of giving. And, oh, God, help us to support ministry. In the name of Jesus, reverse every curse from off of our finances. Reverse every generational curse from off of our minds and our prosperity. Help us to know and love the things that you love. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We pray for the church right now. Every teacher, every preacher, every apostle, every prophet, every minister, every pastor, every evangelist, give them the strength to move forward and not backward. Give them the strength, God, to say, I'm not going to give up. Give them the strength, God, to obey your will. Cause them to remain encouraged, seeking after the lost soul. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Oh God, we give you praises. We pray for the nations right now. We pray for the foreign land. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are seeking after you in the foreign land, God. Those that have cried out the name of Jesus. Those that are Christians. Those that are being subjected to violence. Oh, God, put a hedge of protection around them. You said in your word, I'm looking for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. God, we're standing in the gap. Hallelujah. We're making up the hedge. Cause the power of the Holy Ghost to bring protection to every hungry person. Bring food. In the war-torn country, in the foreign land, oh God, in Australia and London, the ones that are calling on the name of Jesus, in Europe, in Africa, they call it on the name of Jesus, in South America and China, they call it on the name of Jesus. God, you got children everywhere. Father, we just lift our hands and say, protect them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Cover them under the blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanksgiving. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the praise now. And we ask you, God, to let your power and authority bring miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh, God, we thank you for this generation. We thank you, God, that you're going to turn them to you. This generation, oh God, look past the tattoos and the earrings and the nose rings, oh God, and capture their heart. Pull them in the name of Jesus, so that your souls can be saved. We need a revival in America. Oh God, help this country. Send a revival. Send a revival to wake up your people. Send a revival, Jesus, to wake up the church. Send a revival to stir this country. Send a revival and show your power. center revival and capture the souls. God, we're looking for a revival. We need a revival. America have turned away from God. They're making the wrong things right. And they're taking the right and making it wrong. Oh, God, but you're a God of justice. And you will not see your word perverted. Send a revival and cleanse us of all of our wrongdoing. Cleanse us, God, of our evil ways. Cleanse us, God, of our wrong hearts. Help us to get closer to you. Closer. Closer. Closer to you, Lord. Closer to you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you now and give you the praises and the glory. Father, you said if we speak your word, that your word would come to pass. Right now, we decree and declare, oh, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We decree and declare that we dwell in safety in you. We decree and declare that we are above only and not beneath. We decree and declare that the enemies that come against us one way will flee seven ways. We decree and declare that we're blessed going in and coming out. We decree and declare that we are your instruments in the hands of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are satisfied with your favor, that we are full of the favor of the Lord. We decree and declare that our feet will walk right before you and that we are blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you and bless you and give you the praise. And give you the glory. Build us up, God. Give us the boldness that we need. And the confidence that we need. In the name of Jesus. Help us to press toward the mark of a prize, of a high calling of God. In Christ Jesus. We're walking in the light and not the darkness. Oh, Lord, be with us today, Lord. Deliver us and rescue us. You got a mighty deliverance for us. And we thank you, Lord, that the devil cannot bind us, but we are free in Christ Jesus. Oh, God. We give you the praises right now. And we give you the glory that you will fellowship with us today, that you will speak to our hearts and minds today, that you will let us know that you're walking right by our side, Jesus, that you're here with us right now, that the angels of the Lord are going forth to work out our problems and our situations and the things that we've been waiting on. That God, that you're causing your angels to shuffle paperwork and move things around so that we can obtain the things that we've been praying for. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your long suffering. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that you do for us, God, we say thank you, and we bless your name. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for listening at this prayer today. We hope that it was a blessing to your life, to your spirit,
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give Jesus praises. We give him the glory. We give him the honor because we know that the Lord God Almighty is going to bring us out. We know that the Lord God Almighty is going to take us through. We know that the Lord God Almighty is going to make a way for us. We know we will not give up. We will not give in. We will not fall. But we're going to hold up. We're going to stand strong. We're going to walk through. We're going to operate in excellence. We're going to be the people that God has called us to be. We're going to forgive. We're not going to hold malice. Oh, God, we thank you that you're cleansing our hearts and our minds. We thank you, God, that you're blessing us right now. We thank you, Lord, that we're called to be yours. We're going to stay focused on the things that God has called us to do. We're not going to get off track, but we are blessed of the Lord. And God, we thank you for these blessings. We could not do these things for ourselves, but you, God, have given us everything that we need to be blessed. And no matter what's going on around us, no matter what is happening, God, we thank you. We will not be oppressed. We will not be depressed. But God, we're going to praise you. And we know we're going to come out. We're going to praise you. And we're going to keep praising you and have faith in you. Because we know every problem has an end. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name and give you the praise this day. We thank each and every one for joining us in this prayer. If you would like to receive the Lord God Almighty and don't want to be left behind when he comes, repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I have sinned before you. I ask you, Lord, to take me as your child. Cleanse me of my sin. I receive you into my heart. I ask you, Lord, to bless me this day. I repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for my sin. To redeem me from the hand of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, that I have received you into my heart, into my mind. I no longer belong to the devil, but I belong to Jesus. And I am saved right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we ask you that you find a church that's preaching the word of God. Just find a church preaching the word of God. Learn the word and learn the blessings of the Lord for your life. We thank you for joining us in prayer today. Amen.